We are going to do our Arabic class for all the online students. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We are reciting or we are covering certain rules from the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. We've completed the last 10 surahs of the Quran Sharif along with Surah Al-Fatiha. And now we are doing from Surah Al-Baqarah. We are trying to look at the rules directly from the verses of the Quran Sharif itself. And we're going to try to revise all our lessons from whatever we have learned so far. We are going to revise it from the very text of the Quran, as I mentioned, that the Quran Sharif is our textbook. So last week we went to وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Now we're going to the fourth ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
I think we completed this ayat also, ayat number 4. And now we go to ayat number 5.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
أُولَٰئِكَ, we've done this last week, we covered this here, we covered this previously too. I explained that there are these, what is called isme ishara, or demonstrative pronouns, and it is on a scale, and the scale of it is ذَٰلِكَ and zanika and ulaika and tilka tanika ulaika. Remember, in Arabic you always have singular, dual and plural. So therefore, and you have masculine and feminine. The genders are very clear in Arabic. In Arabic language the genders are always very clear, masculine and feminine. And then you have the singular, dual and plural. So that is how we always have a scale of six. Of course, there are some words that may be common, like for example, in the case of ulaika, it is common both to masculine and feminine. I hope we are fully awake and we are fully alert and we are fully focused, because these are things that we've already covered. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these discussions. We're going to have to move on our program, because we cannot dwell too long on these things. It will take too long to cover the subject matter. So ulaika, we've already discussed the zalika, zanika, ulaika, tilka, tanika, ulaika. Ulaika means those, plural, those people or those things, referring to certain things or certain people. We say, we use the word ulaika, those people. Ulaika, those people, ala. Ala hudam mir rabbim. Ala means on or upon, right? And huda, as we know, means guidance. These people are upon guidance, min, from rabbihim, from their Rabb, min, from. Ala is a harf, particle, or we call this a preposition. A particular type of particle is called a preposition, and min is also a preposition. There are actually 17 prepositions in the Arabic language. I'm going to introduce you briefly to these 17 prepositions, and these 17 prepositions are Bao Tao, Kafo Lamo, Wawo, Muntu, Muskhala, Rubahasha, Min Ada, Fi An Ala, Hatta Ila. You all learnt it? MashaAllah. Oh, that's all. So easy it is. So just to make it easy to learn it, it's put like in a kind of a little, like a rhyme, right? So these are the 17 prepositions in the Arabic language. باوتاو كافو لامو واو منذ مسخلا ربها شامين أدافي أن على حتى إلى ما شاء الله. So these are 17 prepositions and it has a certain rule, the prepositions, but we're not going to go into that rule. First of all, just we have to learn the preposition. If we don't learn all 17 right now, at least learn the main ones. Like for example, be, right, is a preposition. Ka is a preposition. Li is a preposition. Min is a preposition. Ala is a preposition. Fi is a preposition. Ila is a preposition. An is a preposition. So there are others that are not very commonly used. So therefore I have not mentioned those ones. But the very commonly used ones that we'll find often, there are about 9 or 10 commonly used prepositions in the Quran Sharif. And these are the ones that we should slowly get to learn. So Allah is one of them. Fi, min, ila, an. These are commonly used prepositions in the Quran Sharif. Bi is one of them. So ulaika ala hudam min. Min means from. Rabbihim, their Rabb. Remember, what is that attachment to the word Rabb? What is that called? The attachment to the word Rabb, what we call that? Pronoun. A pronoun, or what is called in Arabic, Dhamir. Now, if we haven't revised our notes, then we won't remember all these things. We have to make door. We have to revise. Every opportunity we get, we have to revise. We have forgotten our 15-minute rule. Every day, 15 minutes, do revision, and you will be able to fly. Okay, pilot? You will fly. You give you 15 minutes a day, and then you will be flying in your Arabic, inshallah. Rabbihim, there is the what we call the pronoun Zameer. Rabbihim, their Lord, they are on guidance from their Lord. Who? These people who are muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hudan lil muttaqeen, is a guidance for muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these muttaqeen, they are on guidance from their Lord. Wa and ulaika meaning those plural. Ulaika and they, these people, whom al muflihun, whom they, right? Ulaika whom they al muflihun. Al muflihun, what is the meaning of the word al muflihun? The word falah in Arabic. Falaha. Yaflahu. Falaha. What is the meaning of the word falah? Success. Right? So, muflihun is from that root of success. So, they are the successful ones. And it's plural, muflihun. Al muflih is singular. Al-Muflihani, dual. Al-Muflihuna, plural. Remember the scales, right? So, and they are the ones who are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, wa ulaika al-Muflihun, and they are the successful ones. The meaning was a bit complete. But to emphasize, to put so much of emphasis, wa ulaika humul muflihun, they only are the successful ones, these ones who meet all of these conditions that have been mentioned in the ayats before that. Next ayat number 6, inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ It means definitely, certainly. إِنَّ is definitely, right? الَّذِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Verily, those people who what pronoun is this here? Yes, it is called Ji? Mausula in Arabic and in English? Relative pronoun. How many times we went through this here? But if you're not going to learn what fikr, then we will not remember. We have to learn with fikr. There has to be a constant fikr. Nothing can be achieved in the world without fikr. Person has to be constantly in fikr, that what is this, what is that, what is that. When we're reading Quran, don't read with your eyes closed now, read with both eyes open. Meaning that see what words are coming, and what word this is, what word that is, what word that is, what word that is. And so we will be able to appreciate what we are reading. Remember, our program is about Quranic Arabic. We're not talking about any other Arabic now. This is not colloquial Arabic or anything of that sort. It's not conversational Arabic. It is Quranic Arabic. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Those who kafaru. What is the meaning of the word kafaru? Disbelief. What word it is? In the three types of words in Arabic, it is a verb. It is a fa'al, and it is on what scale? Past tense, maadi, past tense. And what is the scale of the past tense? Jin. Fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alu, kafaru. Can you see now? Is it starting to unravel itself? Inna alladhina kafaru, fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, kafara, 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 kafaru. You're supposed to do the gardano kafara now, just now. Gardano kafara, 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 kafaru, kafarat, kafarata, kafarna, and so on. Okay. Inna ladina kafaru. Those people who made kufr, those who disbelieve. Sawa means it is equal. Sawa'un alim, equal upon them or for them. Anzartahum. Anzarta means if you. Means if. Anzarta, warn. Whom? Them. If you warn them, or lam tunzir whom. Lam tunzir, you do not warn. Whom? Them. If you warn them, or you do not warn them, la yu'minun. La yu'minun, they will not believe, they will not bring Iman. Why? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَىٰ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Ayat number 7. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ خَتَمَ يَخْتِمُ خَتَمَ is to put a seal on something. Right? خَتَمَ خَتَمَ خَتَمُ and so on. The gardan of khatama, khatama Allahu, Allah has put a seal, ala, on qulubihim, qulub, plural of qalb, qalb, heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a seal on qulubihim, on their hearts, wa ala, and on sam'ihim, on their hearing, sam'ihim, on their hearing, wa ala absarihim, and on the absar, basara, sight, on the sight, rishawa, there is a barrier, a barrier or a block, they are unable to see. Walahum, and for them, what there is, azabun a punishment, but what kind of punishment? Small punishment? No, azim, big punishment. There is a big punishment for them, right? So azab is a azim is the sifat, the quality of something, the adjective, and azab is the noun. So this combination, when there is an adjective that is describing a noun, then it one is called sifat, and the one that is the adjective is called the sifat, and the one that is being described is called the mausuf. Mausuf sifat, noun and adjective, mausuf sifat. So this is something new that we are introducing now. Remember that lots of nouns have a sifat, it has an adjective to describe that noun. So it is mausuf sifat. In Arabic it is called mausuf sifat, and there has to be some correlation between mausuf sifat. So remember two things. One is there are certain adjectives that describe certain nouns, you know, that is called mausuf sifat. Number two, there always has to be some kind of correlation between the mausuf sifat. If the mausuf is singular, the sifat should be singular. If the mausuf is feminine, the sifat should be feminine. If the mausuf is masculine, the sifat has to be masculine. So there must be a correlation between mausuf and sifat. Keep that in mind. This is something new that we are introducing, the concept of mausuf sifat, right? Or what is in English, the equivalent of mausuf sifat is the adjectival phrase. I think it's more musibat to learn the English than the Arabic. Mausuf sifat is simple. The adjectival phrase. In English it is called the adjectival phrase. In Arabic it is called mausuf sifat. Sadaqallahu al-azim.